USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusso reporting. Two senior Republican lawmakers on Wednesday were highly critical of the decision by the U.S. Energy Department to award $200 million to Microvast Holdings over the lithium battery company's ties to the Chinese government. In October, Texas-based Microvast won a $20 million U.S. grant from the department to help build a new EV battery components plant in Tennessee. The Biden administration has launched a federal investigation into one of Elon Musk's companies over allegations that the organization violated animal welfare laws. The investigation into Neuralink, where Musk serves as CEO, was launched by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Inspector General at the request of a federal prosecutor. A newly announced energy partnership between the U.S. and U.K. will aim to reduce global dependence on Russian energy. This partnership will ensure the global price of energy and the security of our national supply. This is USA Radio News.
If you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com. Refundsasap.com.